Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
Back with us, Dr. James Marr here at Carolina Cardiology. We've been talking about risk factors and how we can avoid, you know, heart failure. This is plain, simple stuff that people should be able to do.
Absolutely. And the key here is to keep in mind, most of these illnesses are absolutely preventable. And it's important to keep our health, what I call, on the front burner. Take it off the back burner, wake up every morning, do something for yourself. Keep these factors in mind so you can prevent them.
It is so simple to learn the right kinds of things to eat, how to eat those things that aren't so good for you in moderation, how to get started with a simple little exercise program. I mean, if you like life and you want to stay around for a long period of time, you need to change your habits.
It's a wonderful approach, and exercise should be incorporated every day into everything we're doing. And I think just to keep in mind, the exercise you do today, if it was more than yesterday, then you're ahead of the game.
But remember, exercise, as I understand it, is about 20% of the problem with weight. 80% of it is what goes in the mouth, and you've got to learn to eat better.
That's right. It's very important. We all know about medications that are used to help heart disease. Well, there are foods that can be used to help heart disease as well. And choosing your foods wisely is a wonderful choice for your treatment of heart disease.
And there's lots of ways to find out how simple that menu might be and how easy it is to go to the grocery store and pick up the bananas and the fruit and what have you. And I think it'll help you out.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Dr. James Marr, thank you.
Thank you very much, man.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.